Having played just 1 year of high school football and then two in college after a redshirt season, Texas A&M's Mike Evans is nowhere near his ceiling as a receiver. That's what has scouts so intrigued about his 6'5", 231-pound frame, which he used to compile more than 2,400 receiving yards in two seasons for the Aggies. But Evans isn't a finished product, and he's been working with former Packers wide receiver and Pro Football Hall of Famer James Lofton on his route running to take his game to the next level.
Everybody can improve on route running. You know, that's it's a great quality to have, you know. But my freshman year, I felt my route running wasn't as good. This past year, I feel I improved. But, you know, I have a high ceiling, you know. I think I'm one of the best players in this draft, and I think I can just keep getting better. There's a lot of great receivers in this draft, don't get me wrong, but I feel I'm the best one.
That's a strong statement about a draft that includes Clemson's Sammy Watkins, among others. But the former prep basketball star feels he brings more abilities to the football field from his time on the hard court.
It's helped a lot, you know. I think a lot of other basketball players should play football. You know, we have the qualities, and, you know, just jump ball in the air, you know, treat it like a rebound. And, you know, it helped me get off press, you know, use my quickness when I used to dribble. So everything just incorporates into football.
Evans says he gets offended when defenses think they can cover him man-to-man, and he admits to his share of trash-talking to get into defenders' heads. It's his way of rising to any challenge, and playing in college with an improviser at quarterback like Johnny Manziel has given him plenty of experience with making things happen on the fly. He has already been compared to other big physical receivers in the NFL, and he has a couple of favorites he looks up to.
I get a lot of Vincent Jackson comparisons. That's a great comparison, but I think Brandon Marshall. You know, he's vicious after the catch, big physical guy, can go up and get it, you know, blocks real well. So I've modeled my game after him since high school.